Audio mode day 7. Yes. Day 7. And I'm going to stick with the microphone theme. I know I talk about microphones a lot. I like microphones. They help me capture audio and are fun objects, tools for the job. Anyway, recently I went to the podcast festival in London, the podcast show, I think it was called. And I chatted to somebody from Heil Audio. Heil Sound. What are they called? Oh, I'll let him tell you.
And now, a personal favourite of mine, stay right here for another instalment from Documentally.
Believe it or not, it's not officially started, but things are getting louder every time I hit record. And I have to hit record right now because I'm with Ash Levitt, who is the president and CEO of Heil Sound. And if you are into audio in any way, shape or form, you must have come across this brand. Greetings.
Hi, how's it going?
Really good, and really nice to meet you. And as I do meet somebody from Heil every time I happen to be passing a podcasting show or something heavily audio related, how come you folk are everywhere and it's not a huge company, is it?
No, it's a fairly small company, but we just focus on making quality microphones and focus on being in the spaces where our microphones are. So for podcasting here, also for live sound and broadcasting.
So I'm, of course, using an incredibly good microphone when it comes to capturing field recordings. And in fact, some musical, maybe an entire drum kit you could do with this because it's a stereo pattern. I do that because I like people to get a sense of where the people are in the sound space, but when you're surrounded by echoes in places like this, I'm learning it's probably a bit of a cacophony. What would you use in this situation?
Well, our microphones are large diaphragm dynamic microphones, so they're designed to essentially not do that, not pick up everything, which is one of the reasons why podcasters love those microphones, because if they were doing a live podcast at a trade show like this, they would get good clean audio. Their mics would not pick up a lot of ambient noise coming in from the rear of the microphone. If they were doing an interview podcast where one person had a mic, where each person had a microphone, each person's mic would not be picking up the other person's audio. So, it makes their lives a lot easier. Doesn't take a lot of extra EQing. Doesn't take additional preamps. Just sounds good straight out of the box, and that's what podcasters love.
And this is why I wanted to talk to you, because that was one of the best explanations of what the large diaphragms do in the shortest space of time, because I've got a couple of AKG and I've got a couple of the Rode microphones, and they are, for me, it's if I want to sound like the radio, if I want absolute pristine clear vocals and very little else, what have you got on display?
So we have two of our most popular microphones for podcasting, the PR40 and the PR30. We also have our PR37, which is one of our newest handheld microphones. We really focused on designing that for live sound, so for music settings. But a lot of podcasters, especially if they're doing remote podcasting, like to have a handheld microphone instead of one that requires a shock mount, which is more for their studio or their home setup.
Absolutely. And when it comes to interviewing, for me, there's something nice when you've got a low noise handheld microphone. The passing back and forth kind of puts the interviewer in control and also gets people close and a little bit more intimate without having all that metal work between you, because I'd rather capture a conversation than actually have an interview, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell me about the technology that goes in. Are these larger diaphragms than you'd normally get for a handheld, or have you had to tone that down?
They are all 1.5 inch, I believe, so they do vary across our line, but the PR40 and the PR30 is 1.5 inch, I know for sure. The 37, I believe, is the same size as the PR30. It's also in our PR35 microphone, which is another popular handheld mic of ours. And we also have our PL2T booms here, which are great for having the covered cable channels that reduce clutter in your setup. They come with these C-clamps that is attached to this table here, but we have a number of other things to help you adapt to your podcast space. If you want to have a dedicated table, we have mounts for that. If you have a tight space and you need to mount it on a wall, we have things for that. And our ProSet 3 headphones, which are really great because they have this handy feature here to reverse the phase between the speakers, which you don't see outside of a lot of professional headsets. live sound engineers love that because it helps them reduce some of that noise and really capture the signal that they're trying to hear. But for podcasters, it's also really helpful if you're doing really long editing sessions. If you get ear fatigue from really long editing sessions, you can switch that over, and it helps reduce some of the ear fatigue.
And the headphones have always drawn my attention because they always have a kind of a timeless, some might think it's retro, but for me at my age it's very much timeless, and the switch on the side, you are not going to fumble with that. It's a proper metal, I've just built this at home because I know what I'm doing kind of switch. So speaking as amateur radio operator, that is exactly what I want to see.
Yeah, and if you're not familiar with what that sounds like, you'll know if it's in phase or out of phase.
Absolutely. Well, brilliant work, and thank you very much. It's exciting to see you guys here again. I always worry about small companies, but a company with your, as in, will they be here next year? Will they manage to get over the next pandemic? But with your reputation, the fact that I've had a Heil sticker on my laptop for I don't know how many years now, because it's always been associated with quality, and soon I shall. And now I know you do handheld. You've opened up the market.
Yeah, well, we're happy to be here, and we're glad that people know who we are and know our history.
Well, have a great show.
Thank you, too.
Cheers.
Did that make any sense? All those numbers and mic models? Well, it was just really nice having a chat with Ash Levitt, CEO of Heil Sound, when I could have a one-to-one before the crowds piled in. I did get to see what kind of mic I should have been using instead of that mad wide stereo mic that I thought, oh, won't this be fun as I capture train sounds on the way into London? I could also try doing interviews with it. Probably won't do it again, as you can tell from the amount of kind of ambiance it was also hoovering up. So have a listen to what happened when I borrowed one of the microphones before we wrap up this already quite long piece. I shall say thanks for listening, because I probably won't be back. Cheers. Okay, so I've been not forced, because I did ask, but I feel like I'm compelled to try out the handheld microphone. But the main test for me is changing hands. Now that is next to nothing compared to the one I'm using, because the one I'm using is not designed to be handheld, really. So if I hold the cable here, I'm going to pass it over to you in an interview type scenario.
Hello, how's it going?
Pretty good, actually. I've got the gain hardly turned up at all, and you're saying this is quite a hot mic.
Yeah, it's definitely one of our hotter mics. You should not need a lot of gain with it at all.
So this microphone cost a fifth of the one I'm using. And that's kind of interesting, because it sounds like a really good interview mic. And it's how much?
That is $269 US retail.
Okay, no, it's half the price then, half the price. Well, really impressed with this. Thanks for letting me test it. So the place is filling up now that it's officially started. I'm going to leave you to chat with no doubt countless fans that are going to be coming over here. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Documentally.